Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great being back in the defense. Were you able to jump right back in? Did it take a couple weeks of getting used to it again?
Terminology. It was simple to get. It was easy to get back in because, you know, the verbiage is still the same, but, you know, a little bit of differences as far as some of the techniques we did when I was here the first time. But as far as, like, catching back on, like, defense, I 90% knew everything. So an extra 10% was just different techniques that we do in some of the coverages. But overall, Coach been doing a great job of getting me the information in. And I'm taking it to the field, and it's been easy. So, yeah, no complaints about that.
Was it that long?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You came back. Was there anybody who you're like, whoa, like that guy got good, but that guy got way better? Did that happen with anybody?
Did you see our offense last year? Did you see the MVP? So, you know, in 1 year, you get the MVP, game away from the Super Bowl. So the whole entire team, but one guy that specifically stuck out to me, man, for sure, was Khalil. Like, just his after catch. The way he attacked the ball and just not dropping anything, just hands of Velcro, man. Like, that guy. But you could just tell just from when he got drafted, just the whole demeanor and the whole way he approached each and every day. Don't say nothing at all, but just go to work and just get open. So, for sure, just watching on film, Khalil is a guy that definitely he stuck out for sure.
Trey, how do you balance mentoring somebody like that, a younger player like that, meanwhile knowing that, like everybody else, you
want to
be on the
field? Yeah, but I just take it like this. It's just each one teach one. I just remember being in that similar position, being a first-round corner, coming here to a whole new just atmosphere, just everything, but just trying to find somebody that could pretty much teach me the way along the way this league, because, you know, being a young corner in this league, it's a lot of pressure, especially being a first-round pick. And then you come into a team that's got a lot of vets, that's been in a lot of big games, and not really going to have that kind of, like, that leniency when it comes to, like, executing the defense, because these guys want to win. Like, we don't have time to, you know. So just me being a guy that's been in that position, whereas I got here, we had Kyle Williams, Lorenzo Alexander, guys like that. So I don't want to mess up when I'm the youngest guy on the field and the guy guys, so I can understand the position he's in. So only thing I could do is just give him little nuggets in his ear here and there, because, you know, he already has everybody else in his ear. So I just want to kind of just slow play it and just know that, let him know, like, anything he needs, any questions, like, I'm here to be a resource for sure. Like, so that's all that I can say about that, because, you know, and competition brings the best out of everybody, and it's just going to make our team so much better. So that's the way I look at that.
It's only been a few days, but how have you seen him handle that transition?
Who I'm going to?
How have you seen him handle the transition?
This wasn't a team that, when you got here, didn't play in a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
That first year of yours was the Bills' first playoff appearance in 17, 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
what's it like in retrospect to have been part of a culture and learning from guys like Lorenzo and Kyle, but to build on that culture, the point, being part of that culture that's brought the team to this point, if you can reflect that?
You know, obviously coming here, I didn't know much about the team.
Right.
And then just going out throughout the year, learned about the first straight Super Bowls, didn't know that. Then, you know, you go and, you know, you win a few games and then you get to talking about playoffs and then it's like, oh, we haven't been there in 17 years. I'm like, oh, well, it's an eye-opener. But then just to see 8-9 years later, just to see, like, the change in, like, what to expect from this team. Like, it's just the expectation now is it's a standard. And that's not anything that we look at as a burden. That's something that we thrash, that we cherish, and because we built that up to be able to be in a position to have those standards. So that's something that we wear with a badge of honor, and I know Coach McDermott does, because he could be proud of the way that he changed this program, just from us being an afterthought to us now. We're getting the most primetime games. Everybody want to see the Bills on TV, and, like, this is the best show that you're going to see each and every game. So, like, with that, it comes a tremendous amount of responsibility, but we earned that. We earned that, and I feel like the players that we've brought in each and every year, the older guys have done a great job of letting the guys know that we have a standard here and it's not going to drop off for anybody. So that's why each and every year Buffalo is going to be there. And we have the best quarterback, too, so that's make everything so much easier.
It's only been a few days, but how have you seen Max transition quarterback to Josh's play?
Oh, man, well, first of all, the guy has some abilities that a lot of guys just don't have coming out the womb. So when you mix that with the coaching that we have here and just all the resources that he have to be successful, like, it's going to come. It's only a matter of time before he's just, like, he's one of the best corners in the league because of the God-given ability that he have on top of the coaching and the resources that he's going to have going throughout his career. Like, it's going to be only a matter of time before, you know, he's one of the best corners in the league, and because he have all the traits. It's just going to be taking attention to detail, all things that are correctable, but, you know, just a young guy coming here at 20, 21 years old, and, you know, it's a lot, but so far, like, it's been great. It's been great to see him on film, just to see that speed on film, just like, damn, like, that's what it looked like. But, man, he's going to be a tremendous player for years to come for the Buffalo Bills, for sure.
Being back together with Taren, what is that like? And do you notice anything different from him after being away for a year? Like, I know you guys still talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, just coming back, like, it was just like I never left because, you know, even when I was gone that year, like, we talked all the time. So, but getting back here with seeing him and Dan and DeMar and just guys that I've been a battle with for years, it's like the first day of school. Like, when you just meet your boys back up, it's just like the relationship, everything, was just hit it right off like we haven't missed a beat. So that is what gives me the most joy, like, coming back and being able to do it with guys that I genuinely and authentically have a real relationship with and really love them for sure, so.
Been around Bobby Babich a lot of years. What's it like seeing him in his role now, his second year as a defensive coordinator,
kind of
seeing him out there working?
First, I could say, like, that was earned, like, really earned, because me getting drafted 17, he was the assistant DB coach. And just to see, like, the change in the command and how he just moved up, but it's like, nobody in this building can say, like, Bobby Babich didn't earn that, like, up all night, like, he's only thing he eat, sleep, and just dream about ball. That's all he want to talk about is ball, and, like, and you can tell by the way this defense performed last year, it was no drop off because of the change and the play call or anything. Like, this guy has been trained for, like, he's been in this defense with McDermott since Carolina when he was just a GA or intern, and just to see, like, the growth and how he just, because you can be a defense coordinator in your first year, like, being a DC and just being a coach on a defense is totally different, because you got to coach guys up, and also you got to come up with the schemes and the packages each and every week to put your team in a position to be successful. And last year, he did a great job of that, led the league in takeaways, big-time momentum-changing plays on defense each and every game. So the preparation that he took until – like getting into where he's at, and then that leaks into the players. It's just no drop off. Like between him and Coach McDermott, like the verbiage and like what they talk about is just all the same prayer. Like so, it's like when I get back in the meeting the first week, 2 weeks, it's like he's saying some stuff. I can just finish what he's about to say next because I just it's just ingrained in the brain from being here so long. I feel like coming back as a better player, it's so many different ways than just on the field. I feel like I can give my teammates more knowledge, just younger guys too, and just me, myself, it brings a more gratefulness and just like appreciation for the game and for the people that I do it with, because these guys here are just like genuine friends and genuine brothers. So it's like, it makes coming to work every day easier because I get to do it with people that I genuinely like and love. So,
Trey, I know it's only OTAs, but to be out there and looking at this wide receiver group, especially Keon Coleman, mm-hmm. what are your impressions getting your kind of first look up close at him?
Big, explosive, jump ball, route run is improving, because just from me watching him on tape before we played the Bills last year and just watching the games and now seeing OTAs, you can see the different in the body too. So it's like, guys, when you can see the transformation and see how guys are changing, bodies change, you know they really care about their craft and you know they're really putting in the work to be successful and be the best player that they can before the team. So guys like him, Elijah Moore, like that, he's going to be a big-time player for us too. Like, route running is amazing. Getting in and out his breaks is amazing. So, like, that's a guy that's going to make the defensive backs better too. So it's just like, we get guys like that, big body guys, you got the quick twitchy guys, so you got the in between of KJ Hamlin, another guy that can just come in and just herky jerky real quick. So it's like, they're gonna help us out and we're gonna help them out too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.